Don't you often wonder, you probably should, why so much of human life seems so futile, so tragic, so short, so sad? If Christ is risen, why do people die before they begin to live? Why has there been nonstop war? Why are people imprisoned totally unjustly? Why are the poor oppressed? Why, even in Christian nations, is it a nonstop history of deceit, injustice, oppression? Why do so few marriages really find joy or last? Even among those of us who say we believe. Why are there so many children born disabled? Why do people's minds not work? Why do we destroy so many of our relationships? Why? What are you up to, God? Why is there so much suffering if Christ has risen? It really doesn't make any logical sense. Is this something that just happened once in his body, but not in ours? What the resurrection of Christ is saying is that the final judgment has already happened. It's nothing you need to fear. It's nothing you need to avoid or deny. God's final judgment is that I will have the last word. That there are no dead ends. That nothing is going to end in tragedy and crucifixion. And we look at life in its daily moments and it seems, no, that isn't true. And yet, ever and again, here and there, more than we suspect, it breaks through. For those who are willing to see and willing to cooperate with this universal mystery of resurrection. We're so lucky in this part of the world that it coincides with springtime. And I hope you're going out and seeing the leaves and the flowers again being reborn after months of a not so bad winter this year. I went out at 6:30, as maybe some of you did, because I was told sunrise would happen at 6:30. But of course, we live on the west side of the Sandias, so it takes a little longer for us to see it. I found myself waiting there till 7 o'clock. But then, sure enough, at the very moment of 7, the sun again, as it always does, peaked over our mountains. The mountains were in between, but the sun was there. And I thought, you know, this is not so much like a sunrise as a ground swell. It was coming from the earth. It was coming from that world that you and I live in. It was coming not from the top, but from the bottom. It was saying, even all of this, which looks muddy and material, even all of this which looks so ordinary and dying, will be reborn. So this is the feast of hope. This is the feast that says God will have the last word. And that whatever we crucify, whatever we tragically destroy, the little lives that we live and demand that others live, God will undo. That God's final judgment is resurrection. That God will turn all that we maim and destroy and hurt and punish into beauty. Without that, why would you keep living? When you see that everything passes, Everything is here and gone, here and gone, here and gone. If you haven't seen that, wait a while. Everything passes. And yet the promise is, even that I will replace with an immeasurable thing called life. What the resurrection is saying more than anything else is that love is stronger than death. He walks the way of death with love, and what it becomes is not death, but life. Surprise of surprises. Doesn't fit any logical explanation or any logical mind. And yet this is the mystery, that nothing dies forever, and that all that has died will be reborn in love. And so to be a Christian, brothers and sisters, is to be inevitably and forever a person of hope. You cannot stay in your depression. You cannot stay in your darkness, because it's only for a time. It will not last. And God in Christ is saying, this is what will last. My life and my love will always and forever have the final word.